9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. Everybody, welcome back to another week of Sort of Kind of Funny. My name's James. I'm your brother here at the podcast Sort of Kind of Funny, and this is your not so family friendly podcast. Join me today.
You want to say not so family friendly family podcast?
Okay, right. This is your not so family friendly family podcast. Join with me today is my family, mi hermana, Lauren. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This week on Sort of Kind of Funny is Hi guys, I'm Lauren. we did an introduction and it wasn't good. Scratch that. Hi guys, it's Lauren. And
that's when we leave the whole introduction in there.
And I absolutely will. It's rough, that introduction. James and I haven't spoken in about a week. We've been at a weird place where James is at work. James can explain what he's doing for work, but basically we have not been communicating. God, James is just total career shift. He's like, you know what? I can have sex, but what about money involved?
I'm like, aviation to anal nation.
Good Lord. Make them cookies, Lucille. You know what I'm saying? If you guys haven't seen Meet the Robinsons, that's a reference for that. That's great.
Make them cookies.
Lucille, she's like shaking it.
I've seen that movie one time. Yeah, the cookies were made. Yeah.
It's been a long time. I saw it recently, and it had been since high school since I had seen it, and I laughed. It's a good one.
The bar is so low nowadays for movies that as long as Lauren gets a chuckle.
I'm like, another remake. This one was not a remake.
No, it was not.
I mean, all the remakes.
And we can't talk about that, but I will say before we go on to remakes, Meet the Robinsons gave us the greatest banger of any original song ever by the Jonas Brothers. I went to the year 3000.
Was that from that movie?
Not much has changed, but they lived underwater.
Water.
And your
great-great-great-granddaughter is doing fine. You gotta sing like you're in cursive. They sing in cursive. Doing fine.
You went to the year 3000. Anyway, that song is a certified banger.
Yeah, I don't think it's from that movie. Are you sure?
From that movie.
I took
a trip to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our 7th album.
It's so good. It's so good. The Joe Bros. Woo! We're on.
We do need to get off our ADHD trip and go back to the original thing that we were going to talk about with all the remakes of everything nowadays. Lauren, do you want to dive into that?
I saw something recently and I was a little triggered. I was like, why do we need to do this again?
Yeah.
And I can't even think about what it was. My brain, I don't know, but there's a million Peter Pans. There's a million Wizard of Oz things. I'm very excited about Wicked.
Wicked, I'm going to boost Linute. Green Newt. Also, I just found out recently, I have a friend, she's obsessed with Broadway stuff, and apparently Wicked's going to be a two-parter. They're going to do part one.
Two. I hate that.
Defying gravity.
I'm very excited. I was a Wicked girly through and through. I would be listening to that CD and my family's
and
like,
writing on the
stop.
Walls.
Yes.
Literally.
I auditioned for a play with the song Popular. So didn't make it.
And got turned down.
You
did know you were offered the part, but you said that you wouldn't do stuff on Sundays. Yes. Yes.
That's back when we were in a religion that we couldn't do things on Sunday.
We couldn't do things on Sunday, but Lauren was not declined because of her singing or acting abilities. She just said she would not practice on Sundays. And believe it or not, when you're in high school and the day that you can practice the most is the weekends, they're not going to give you a part.
Yeah, that was sucked. That really sucked. A lot of my things have come down to a high demand religion that has told me no. So now Lauren's trying to figure out who she is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look at my life and a lot of the big things, I speak a second language because of religion.
Because
I can literally understand everyone south of the United States except for Basu. And even then, I can still understand them.
You can nitpick, and you can, you know, figure out some Italian. You can figure out a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yeah, it's fun. And
I've literally been fisted by the holiest of bosoms.
Anyway, what is this episode today, James? Do you know?
I have no fucking clue.
And I didn't know till 5 minutes ago when I was like, we're recording.
So how am I supposed to know?
Scheisse. I just want to pick your brain. James, I haven't heard from you. Oh, we were going to talk about your job. We were going to be James has been gone for like a month. A month?
Yeah.
He's been in a different part of the U.S. That's a lie.
From you, I've still been in... Well, okay. I am a field trainer-ish / chef kitchen / I do a million things for the company
that
I work for.
Part of my job. He's a chef. He's a designer. Kind of. A pastry.
I do a lot of things.
It's cool. But laboring. Yeah.
What?
You were like manual laboring, getting this building up. Am I right or am I wrong? You can say I'm wrong.
No, I was not building it with my bare hands.
He's out there bricking it up for like, sir, put that brick away.
Anyway, the company that I work for was bought by Crumble Cookies. If you guys, I guarantee everybody that's listening knows what Crumble Cookies is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they're expanding the company that I work for. And so I'm going out and training people that were Crumble employees to do what I do, which is a lot more than what they did. I was out in Idaho and Northern Utah for 3 weeks, working like 14-hour days. So I was exhausted. And the worst part was where we were staying was really nice, but it was like 30 minutes away from where we had to be. And we had to be there at like 4:35 in the morning. So we were waking up really early. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good. I'm not complaining. I'm happy. Made some good money.
Had a good experience. Yeah.
Made some great contacts. I know that I don't ever want to live in Logan, Utah. Shout out if you guys are from there. I'm really sorry, but I don't ever want to live there.
And that's okay. And that's
not my cup of tea. But anyway, so I've been doing that. Just got back. Hanging out with my brother. Saw the new Dune movie.
Phenomenal. Oh, was it good? Did you get the popcorn really cup? Can we talk about what the hell that
is? I was going to get that worm ussy, but they were sold out.
Of course they were.
I was like, it's like sweating. I was like, you guys don't happen to have another one of those popcorn buckets, do you?
You've got lotion in your hand.
Yeah. The girl that I was with's like, wait, and I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, are you gonna give me that Gluck Worm 3000? No, the fact you physically that it's got, can't. Like,
I show John, and he's like, what is that? I'm like, yeah, he's like, is that's that problematic? Movie? So, yeah, he's like, that is a website I'm wondering why you're on, considering your attachments aren't quite those attachments.
Lauren's and I'm like, yeah, no, like,
it's
up.
Not the Pornhub or the the Fleshlight, the Wormlight. It's actually something you buy at your local theater. Most of them are sold out.
Yeah, it's like, what disgusting, heinous, backwater, black market website did you go to get that? I went to AMC.com. I went to
It's a good place where the popcorn has extra butter and you really get that lubrication on top of the worms.
Can I get extra butter? They're like, oh, you want popcorn in that? No, just the extra butter around the outside rim.
This is too much like the coconut story where there was butter in the coconut. They're going to be sick.
Degusting.
Today, though, we're talking about red flags, which I want to know who this man was that got fired because of this, because he's a red flag.
Red flag. If someone goes on a date and buys the Dune popcorn bucket in front of the date.
Yes.
And I will say, if a girl's buying it in front of a dude, even more red flag. She's like, I'm going to use this on your penis.
Oh.
What? Oh,
it's like sharp talons. What?
Yeah.
Put your hand in there. She's like, I don't want to put your hand in there.
Put your hand in there. Did you find a worm? She's like, I thought the bucket was the worm.
You're the worm. Ew.
Worm inside of a worm.
It's just sitting on his peen. No. No.
He's like, I got a cut on my penis.
Yeah. So Dune, yes or no? Good or bad?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about red flags today, guys. Here's the thing. People got confused. I wanted to know what like their own red flag was. Like if you can look inside yourself, get really, really deep and be like, what are my red flags? Not what I think of others, mine. But other people said other ones, like what they find in person to be red flag, which is fine. You know what? I'm happy that people wrote in. That's all I'm excited. excited about.
Yes, thank you for writing in, everybody. But you guys kind of missed the mark, so go fuck yourselves.
Don't say that.
So we have a couple of these. Do you want me to start reading the ones that they sent
Yes,
in?
Please. Yes, please.
So the first one someone wrote in, they said that they have a short fuse. Yeah. Red
tremendous
flag to the max.
Tremendous red flag, because that's dangerous.
I'm glad that, yeah, I'm glad you realized that so you can fucking work on yourself, buddy or gal or whoever you are.
Or if it's not theirs and it's someone else's. Because I don't know. I don't know with these if they're saying they're theirs or they're someone else's. Regardless, if
we didn't say who they were, so we're not calling someone out, like, don't date Stephanie. Everyone's like, they're kind of funny. Told me not to date
Stephanie.
Needs
a therapist.
Stephanie
we need to sit her like, a little ass down.
Who's sort of kind of funny? Like, you don't fucking know. Like, you didn't write in.
They're like, I.
Like, you're not a crazy
I'm
bitch.
Not... yeah.
You're a crazy bitch with a short fucking fuse. Yeah. Lengthen your fuse, bitch.
Oh my god! I that is a scary one, because typically it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're going to go into emotional or physical abuse. So what kind of abuse are we talking about here? Is it going to be a little fun time?
And I can only deal with so much shit getting thrown at my head in my lifetime. Yeah. So I'm going to end it right there.
Right.
So real quick, guys, we're going to talk about the podcast of the month from the Deluxe Edition Network.
Yes, just mention them real quick. Bacon is my podcast, which we are collaborating with them soon. And we are so, so excited. They are two really fun guys. And we're just going to have a good chat. We're going to have a lot of fun. And Beard Laws Podcast. This one is all topics. It's not just beards. I love the title and the artwork for it. You guys check them out on the Deluxe Edition Network. So yeah, short fuse is for sure dangerous, for sure not a good look for anyone. And so if you recognize that in yourself, amen, and amen to recognize it and do something about it.
Yeah, for sure. You can do what I do, just detach from all kind of emotions, and then truly you don't have a fuse. Sure. So
I think we're all put on this earth with our own set of baggage. You know, everyone's got their thing or a lot of things.
Because you have generational baggage. Yeah. Like, you can't help that you were born with depression because you have a history of depression in your family. You cannot help that.
Mated together, and then now they're like, thanks, guys.
There's literally nothing you can do about it.
No. Except
but there is something you can
try to do.
Go ahead, Lauren.
I was going to say therapy is something you can
do about it. You can't help that you are given certain things, but you can help how you react to those things.
Solid
one
advice.
Of my favorite one of my friends that I know is obsessed with, like,
fire.
I don't even know what to call it, like motivational speeches.
I already know you're talking about,
like, what is the word when it's like not Hinduism, but like, what is that word called? Like, mom and dad
just
are really
being
into
like
it.
Very mindful.
Mindfulness. Yeah. Mindfulness, very into mindfulness. And I just remember we had this conversation one time, and they're like, you can control, like, you can get to the point where anger doesn't happen. And I'm like, really? And they go, yeah. And I said, I think it's more like you can get angry, but then you could just choose to never let that anger happen.
Yeah.
But you can still feel anger, right?
Well, it's anger one thing is to not a secondary feel anything. Feeling, too.
Right. I was like, sometimes things happen. Someone hits my car. Oh. If I just turn, I'm like, it's all good, brother. There's a problem.
Someone hits your child, your girlfriend, your mother in the face.
Yeah.
If someone knocked my mom, I'm a feel rage. And I'd be like, no, it's fine, dude. Yeah. It's fine. No.
But that doesn't mean because you felt that you necessarily have to act on that rage.
Right.
So anyway, but then this is also a person that I have seen react poorly to situations. And in my mind, I'm just like,
you've seen this person do heinous acts. Yeah.
Not heinous, bad stuff. I'm just saying that they get upset with things, and they're like, I will never forgive them and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like,
wow.
Or they say, they're like, I'll forgive them, but I just, like, if I ever bring up this, like, this person that has hurt them, they'll be like, I don't even want to hear about this. Or I'll be like, so-and-so showed me this song. Not a good song. I don't like that song anymore. And I'm like, interesting. So clearly you cannot separate.
That's funny.
That's a red flag.
So we're going to call that one hypocrisy. Red flag.
I was gonna say, and also they're obsessed with hypocrites. They're like, oh, I hate hypocrites. I'm like, really? You hate hypocrites? Really? Truly?
Okay, I'm shaking. Don't act like you are this whole mindful person and then you're doing this shit.
Yeah. And here's the thing. All of us are hypocrites.
Absolutely.
But
I'm aware that I am a hypocrite sometimes.
Yeah. But I will say, it's one thing to like know that. It's another thing to be like, at what level of hypocrisy are we doing? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm talking about when people are level 10, absolutely, their whole life is what they claim to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Refuse. Incredible. incredible. So left and right.
Yeah. This red flags, says, left and right.
People who don't like horror movies. Babe, I'm sorry. I'm one of them. I would be your red flag. But
yeah, I'm sorry. That's a red flag that we don't like being scared? Look, I love you, dog, yeah. But how is that a red flag that I don't want to be scared?
Well, I think what it is because that's so significant for them. And so they want to be able to share that with their partner. Obviously, yes. Yeah. If I'm a mountain climber, biker, whatever, and that's my whole life, and I meet you and you're like, no, I don't like it, we're not going to work. So for them, yeah, they're obsessed with like, that.
Yeah, I need someone who's outdoorsy and wants to like snowboard or ski or something like that. But I will
never camp.
That's a red flag. Going, ew, that I would never, that is a red flag. Saying that hey, it's not for me, I don't really like that kind of stuff, no. Not a red flag. It's the ew, that is
never,
a red flag.
I will never, catch me outside dead before camping and you're like, oh.
I'm like, word, bitch. Uh-oh, what's that? I got a call. Beam me up, Scotty, and just take off running to the other side of the room.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I will speak from my soul. You ready for this one?
Yeah, James.
Don't talk mad shit about what you can or can't do sexually. If you can or cannot do this. It's so much easier to just keep your mouth shut and then just let them find out and be like, hey, look, I never said I was good. I never said I was bad.
It's the small penis joke. You always say you have a small penis. Always. Always, everyone, men always say you have a small penis because you know what? It probably is small compared to the girl's last boy. You know what I'm saying? So it's better to say you have a small penis.
I'm so confused right now.
What you're saying. Well,
James keeps saying it because he's got a wee-wee the size of a child. No, I'm not saying you.
It's like, it's best to make a joke, be like, my penis is 2 inches, because when they say it, they'll be like, that's a solid four. And you're like, that's what I'm saying.
Sure. My dick is small.
Present over deliver. And I'm not saying, that's the same with the sex stuff. Don't be saying, that's wild. Yeah. I need to hear a story of where this is coming from. Did you have a female stories. That was like, I will tear your pussy up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did she bite you?
There's teeth.
She like, I'm gonna ride it so hard, and then she cock locked and popped it out.
Literally that.
You need to watch out. That penis is not gonna last another season. it ain't gonna make it till wintertime. Good lord.
They were like, I'm the best. Like, I'm probably the best at this and this. And I was like, okay, no.
That's terrifying. That's a Reddit salesman if I've ever heard. You know, they show up and you're like, you are not 6 foot. You are. Five,
I mean, they looked like
sure.
they did look like, their pictures.
Were they attractive? Were they a good kisser?
No.
That always is a tell. If you can't kiss, you can't dick. Or puss puss.
I was going to say, I'm not trying to expect them to dick. I'm just saying.
She gets a strap on. You're like, whoa, you weren't playing when you said you're going to ride me.
She's like, ah! Just starts hitting me with this massive black thing. I'm like,
it's a
fuck,
witch broomstick.
Fuck.
She's like, I'm really into witches. It's a broomstick. You're like, Alrighty.
She's gonna play some Quidditch, you little Hufflepuff looking bitch. I'm about to slither in.
I'm gonna huffle your puff. You're like, no. Moaning Myrtle, my guy. All right.
Anyway, that's a red flag. Don't. You ain't gotta lie.
How about we just not? How about no one talks about their sex life and just like you flirt with someone and then like then it's a little bit more. But if you're straight up out of the gates, like I am gonna take you to Pound Town because it's the best you've ever had. That's a lie. That's a lie.
You a lie. You gonna hurt my asshole. I don't even know how you hurt my asshole.
You bit it. Oh no. If anyone is bringing teeth down there, to
your
butthole.
They're gonna try to can opener. They're like,
someone's crying. They're like, I have hemorrhoids. No, I went to a dark place with that joke. I'm not.
Someone's like, I have hemorrhoids, and she's like, I can clear those up for you, and starts chewing.
Something
it's disgusting.
It is so gross, guys. This episode's rated R for really not
for R, you matey. I'm gonna pop them blood vessels.
You're not gonna need surgery after this. R. Great. I'll just call my surgeon.
Give me that booty, the doubloons. God. Looking like a grape shot down there.
Oh god. All right. Anyone who is rude to wait staff or customer service employees in general, listen. Everyone said this, and there's a reason why. This is one of the best things.
Yes, there's a reason.
Yes, this is so elitist. If you are rude to these people, you have serious issues. James, I had a weird dream last night.
Okay. I don't know where the fuck this is going, but okay.
It was about my first boyfriend.
Okay. Okay.
So I haven't thought about this guy in actual years. Probably like.
Well, there's a lot to think about if you think about him. He's quite. He's gone down Hefty Lane, where next to Drury Lane, where the Muffin Man lives.
He didn't start off like that. But he's. No, he was a good swift, young look. He took a swift turn.
He did.
He took a hard right.
He's been eating them calories.
Oh, nice. And I've thought about this dude forever. He's been viewing my Facebook profiles, guys. He's been checking.
And you're
out
not friends, are you? On Facebook?
No, we are friends on Facebook, but I forgot because I haven't acknowledged this dude in like forever. Because there was a lot, guys. Yeah. One day we'll get into the dirty details of bad breakups. Because this one was a funny one. This one actually can now make me laugh.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, James slithering in to the truck. This whole story is so good, but we'll get off this. He's a red flag. Probably not now. He's probably a kind human. I had a dream that he called me and was like, hey.
Like, where are you? I'm so he's hungry.
He's singing. Because he would sing to me all the time on the phone. He's like, sing. I'm like, you're singing to me. I hate this so much. He's like, join in. I'm like, please, no. I'm at my house. It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
This is in your dream, or this is what actually happened?
This is real life that he would do this. So anyway, so he calls me up. And he's like, listen. What did he want? I want carbonara. He was like talking to me like we were like going to start.
He was asking
like,
about food,
married.
Huh?
Yeah. He's like, I'm like, I'm married to a whole human right here. He does exist. And he's like,
can I have children?
He said, let's make some carbonara. I was like, what? And I was like, that's a good idea. John, we're going to make carbonara for date night. This man calls me up on the phone and he's like, you are literally the devil saying my recipe is disgusting. I'm gonna come to your house. I will kill you. I'm like, John, this man is gonna come to the house killing me because I called
what
his carbonara fell. I don't know how that popped into my head. It was weird.
What?
I've had weird dreams lately, and I will cut all this because it does not pertain to the episode except for bad ex-boyfriends. He's not like a bad ex-boyfriend. He was. Moving on. What brought that up? Something about calling.
Are you okay? Like, what was that? Lauren was talking about how being mean to wait staff was like a red flag. And all of a sudden she was like, and then my ex-boyfriend called me about carbonara. And then we had carbonara. He's going
to
kill me. Because
it was food. It was because he was mean to me. And he called me like the devil. And I was like, you're going to call me the devil.
Mm.
I apologize profusely. And I will chop all that so no one is scared or nervous.
No, I like it. You should leave it in. It's
all
funny.
Right. Ooh, the next one. Go, James, go. Go, James, go. Go, James, go.
Okay, they. Here we go. Here we go. They and they alone know the air quote right way to do literally anything.
No.
I'm a walking red flag, baby.
No, you are not this person.
To be fair, I don't know the right way and I'm not the only one, but I will be honest. I feel like I'm right a lot. And the issue is I feel like I actually am right a lot. So when I'm not right, it's the minority, not the majority.
So do you go around
and that comes to bite me in the ass.
That's
no,
what we're talking
no,
about.
I don't walk around.
It's the one that's like, ugh. Y'all, if you just wanted walking red flags, just watch this episode, this season of Red is Blind. Love is Blind. There are so many of the people on there that are just horrible people. Liars, manipulators. It's wild.
Yeah. One of the girls said that she looks like, what's her name?
Megan.
She looks nothing like her.
Fucking Fox. Honey.
Yeah, no.
You aren't. I don't want to be mean.
You look like Megan. Hippopotamus.
No.
I can see where she gets the Megan Fox.
Right. Also, she did him so wrong. She knew what she was doing. Here's the thing. If someone ever in a conversation is like, have you ever been told you look like a celebrity? They just want to say who they've been told they look like. That's a weird thing usually to say. I would never ask someone that. I've never been told I look like a celebrity. I've been told I act
I have
like
constantly.
A celebrity. Who? You're like Megan Fox.
I get told Jamie Foxx.
Even Megan Fox
actor.
Shouldn't say she looks like Megan Fox because Megan Fox is too fine. Like, never use that one.
I am constantly told and asked if I know who Trevor Wallace is.
You look like Trevor Wallace. Yeah, because you actually do look like Trevor Wallace. There's people
that's
there's
what I'm
females
saying.
That look like a version of Megan Fox. I don't think she looked much like Megan Fox. I'm not saying she was ugly. I'm not saying she was pretty. She was crazy town, little bits, guys.
Yeah,
little bit.
She was not even pretty, I don't think. So that's my opinion.
I think when she wasn't having hysterical meltdowns, and they also, I think the cameras did her a little dirty. She looked bald half the time they were filming. I was like,
yeah.
But yeah, people, some people do look like celebrities, and it's like, yes, you are, you yeah. are, you are Trevor Wallace. Yes.
Who was it? One of my friends posted on her
Snapchat
story, all of us hanging out, and one of her friends responded and said I looked like, I think he's the guy in the new Dune movie. He has a shaved head and he's like a fighter. Let me look this up really fast. And I was shooketh. Because everyone needs to know who this is so they can look it up and go, you look nothing like him. And I was like, there's no way she really thinks that.
Dune bald man? Oh, no. You're not talking about Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Yeah.
Elvis Presley, guys. He played in the new Elvis Presley movie.
I was confusioned.
Dude.
Hey, this is Casey Shearer.
And this is Ray.
Do you like pop culture?
We're pretty sure you do.
Then come on over and check us out at deluxeedition.show.
You will not be sorry. Or maybe you will be. I don't know.
Another one says, I'm an astrology bitch. This girl understood the assignment and she said what she is, which she's an astrology bitch. And I love that.
God,
that she knows that she's that that could be a red flag.
Could be.
But also, like, what is, like, if you're defining your life around this, sure. But like, if I meet someone else and our birthdays are on the same time, I've caught myself doing this, James. I'll be like, we're Aquarius twins. And I'm like, I don't even follow astrology. Why do I go there? It's like the crystal girl on Love is Blind. It's like the crystal girl on Love is Blind. Boy, I lost my shit. She's
don't know crystals. What you're, t- I've never seen. I just,
okay,
I don't
okay.
know
I'm just going to say it's crystal girls. Astrology girls and crystal girls are similar. This girl, her fiance's meeting her place and she's like, and these are my crystals. They just like literally sit in this bowl. And he's like, you're a crystal girl. And she's like, what is that? And he's like, you don't know what a crystal girl is?
She has crystals and doesn't know what a crystal girl is.
Yeah. She's like, is that bad? He's like, yeah. Which made me laugh because I'm like, you know what, crystal girls are different juju. It's like witchy girls, there's horror,
it's like
girls.
That girl I went on a date with this girl and she was really into like energies and stuff.
I
told you about this girl.
Yes, I know exactly.
And she was just like,
she feeling your energy.
Well, she was like, I feel like I just like, you know, our energy is just like, you know, and I'm like,
that's fine to say. What? I feel like we mesh well. Our energy's really,
but it was like
once you can say it once,
but it was constantly about like energy.
She's like, your
and,
blue
like,
aura's turning red. Wow. She's just like,
yeah. And like, she had like crystal around her neck and was like, explain it to me and how she charges it and like all this stuff.
No.
And, like,
that's different.
And I was like, okay.
She charges her crystals.
Yeah. Every crystal girl I've ever met, like, I think when it rains or at a full moon or something like that, you have to like put them outside and charge them or something like that.
That's incredible. I think I'm going to diddle into this.
This is true crystal girls.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is really
crystal
girls. Because
the girl was making a joke on the show. She's like, mine just sitting get dusty on my counter. She's not a real crystal girl. No, she thinks.
Right. She's not like, oh, I have amethyst because this does this. I have this because this does this.
And I've looked into that stuff, guys. I've looked.
Of course you have.
Of course
you
I
give
have.
Me crystal girl energy.
But I've never said.
You really do.
You give me certain energies to certain people. You know what's wild is when certain people wear certain jewels around their period time. That's like, this is my period, God. Like crystal and stuff. Every household should have.
This is my period crystal.
What was it?
See, when I'm on my period, I take a little tampi. Once it's been used, take the plastic shell.
No.
I fill it with kosher salt.
Don't tell me
insert, and then just shotgun that bitch.
No.
Clear it out, baby.
That's so painful. I can't even.
Rock salt shotgun.
It's pink Himalayan salt too, so it's like really. She's like, start singing.
You're being shotgunned in the coochie so hard that you start singing show tunes. Defying gravity.
You can't defy gravity anymore, girl.
Your cooter's been destroyed.
Yeah.
They say that Journey is their favorite band.
It's funny that it's so specific. Like,
you don't
hurt you that loved Journey.
You don't have good taste in music. If you think that Journey's a red flag, you don't like good music. I don't think Journey is my favorite band.
Yeah.
But the fact that if you think Journey is a red flag, like, is it gonna staring at you when the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay? And they're like, no. You're a fucking red flag. You're like, what? This is the most romantic song ever written.
Don't Stop Believing is actually one of the greatest songs
ever written. It is certified
ever written. Banger. Let's just take a moment. Bum, bum. Glee hits different too, little bit for me, because it's not better. I just love the
thank you.
I would never say Glee cover is better. How does that song start?
What?
Something about it. Just a small town.
Oh, I was like, what song are you talking about?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I'm gonna need you to stop singing right now, because honestly, that's just the whole red flag what you're doing right there.
Girl singing. Got it. Yeah. The fact that you love Journey is absolutely disgusting.
Like, one of the greatest times of music and one of the greatest bands of the greatest. Like, to be in the time period of great music and make a name for yourself and then be one of the top of the greatest time, you have to. Game is game, baby. You have to respect that.
It. Yeah. And the fact he's at karaoke, someone gets up there and he goes on and on and on and on. And he's like, peace
and
out.
She's like,
bitch.
She like downs her drink, stands up and walks out. He's like, don't stop. Hey, will you come take the mic? I got to go figure out. Hey, what's wrong? You know, you got up in front of all my friends.
Sing a little ditty.
Started singing Journey. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll give him a chance. But then you kept singing the lyrics. And you said on and on and on and
you kept going on.
Don't stop believing. I no longer believe in us because the stars have told me and my crystals don't like you.
My crystals are right. Goodbye. The energies are bad. He's like, goodbye.
And they are, the energy is off and off and off and off. Just a small town girl. No.
So we're going to need to stop believing in us. He's like,
you are living in a lonely world because we are no longer together.
I'm just a small town girl and I'm going to take a ride. How does the lyrics go? I'm gonna take the midnight train.
You trying to do this joke not knowing the lyrics is my favorite part.
Not to Georgia.
The smell of wine and cheap perfume is your fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
Because you like Journey. Wheels in the sky keep on turning. More of this guy keeps on turning girlfriends.
I have vivid memories of sitting on the bus in like high school, junior high, listening to that on my like shuffle, my iPad Nano Pink shuffle, being like, in this town, everyone's like, freak is this?
Don't know where I'll be tomorrow.
Like, so good. We've gone on a long journey rant because this has been a journey of an experience of a writing.
The fact that someone thinks that that's a red flag. Do you have a band or like a genre that if they're like, this is my end all be all to you, is a red flag? Are you going to say country?
Okay, for me, I'm going to say something. No.
Okay.
Screamo. If they're like, ooh, they can only listen to Screamo, you're,
get
'em. I'm sorry. You're not my kind of person. And you know what?
Nope.
I'm not your kind of person. I cannot handle someone who only listens to Screamo.
Get them.
We already know this type of person.
When someone goes home from work after a long day, they're like, I need to relax. I'm like, oh.
Give me your
this
best
This is what gets
impression.
Your heartbeat down.
Down.
Good. I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah. And you know what? A song with an occasional scream and red jumpsuit apparatus face down. Give it to me, boy. You can serenade
Don't like
me with
that.
That.
I will say, though.
Face down in the church.
She says, judging her.
It's abuse. It's not good.
It's not good. I don't like that song. I will also say, though, like 21 Pilots, they scream in their music.
That's what I'm saying. It's acceptable.
But like one time.
They're not my favorite songs, too. Car radio, but, like I heard it live and it was good.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
I have TV shows that I've heard people say they don't like, and to me it's a red flag because I don't.
Yeah,
like
you've said that if someone doesn't like The Office, you think that they're a red flag.
Or like Arrested Development, or even like Parks and Rec. Your humor, and this is just for me, guys, this is very personal, is not my kind of humor. Although I've had best friends, and my brother Joseph doesn't like it. He doesn't find The Office funny.
Brother,
I know. Should we just we shun him? You're in his house.
I'm in his house. I'm like, get out. Tyler's like, makes sense. Kick him out. For me, if someone's obsessed with Taylor Swift, it's like they'll die for her. A Swiftie
Swifties.
Girl? Nah, can't do it. Crazy bitches.
I did not say that. We're
no,
gonna have
I
some
mean
hate
it.
Because some of our listeners
I don't
are,
give a heck
darn
it.
I know
if
I know
you are on that Taylor Swift train. I'm not saying you don't like Taylor Swift. I'm saying you are Taylor Swift gang, ride or die.
Right.
Get the fuck away from me, you crazy crystal-looking bitch.
They're different, though. It goes into cult territory where it's like, if Taylor says we're going to go raid the Capitol, I'm like, all right, the 6th of January, like, what is happening? Like,
January 6th will now be known as 50 days.
I see Taylor Swift and I'm like, you are so talented. I can acknowledge that she is a very talented woman. She has written incredible songs. She's gorgeous. Yeah. You know what?
No.
I'm going to say it. She is gorgeous. Her dancing to
she's
me
pretty
is
pretty fucking average.
Really? I disagree wholeheartedly.
I don't give a heck.
I know you don't give a heck.
She truly is average. I'm not saying she's not pretty, but she's average pretty. She's like a solid 7. I'm just going to throw that out there.
James, if I made this video real, you would get murdered, and that's okay.
Because here's the thing. Most men agree with me. Women think she's this crazy awesome.
Oh, it's the women that are insane about this.
That's what I'm saying. Most men agree with me that she is not this super, super overattractive woman.
I'm going to ask. I'm so curious on our stories now. I'll just be like, what do you rate Taylor Swift?
The thing is, I want to know what they think. A good singer, and she's blonde. That doesn't mean that she's that attractive.
And she's written this music. That's why I'm like, she is so
talented. And she's talented. Yeah. She can write music. That's great. I'm just saying she's really not a 10 out of 10.
What do you think about
gorgeous.
Her performances? What do you think about her performances? As two good. People saying we've never seen her live. We've just seen the videos. Everyone's
I've seen a
like,
lot of
different.
Her videos.
I know. Same. Not I don't, good. I don't love her performances, but I'm going to get tore up because they're going to be like, you do it. And I'll be like, I couldn't.
I'm never saying that I'm, and everyone's gonna be like, you're ugly. I'm like, that's fine. I don't think that
we
I'm.
We know
a
we're
10
ugly, guys. Yeah. We know we're ugly.
I just think that she.
No one's
like,
fighting on that.
There was this trend for a while where people would be like, Margot Robbie's not that attractive. I don't agree with that. I think Margot Robbie is very attractive, but that was a thing going around. Yeah. I do not think Taylor Swift is that attractive. I think I'm. I
no,
will say
you think
this.
She's attractive, but she's not the hottest of the hot. She's attractive.
She's not that attractive to me. I really don't think she's that attractive. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Is it because of all the hype and stuff with her? If you just saw her in a bookshop sipping a little coffee, she's not famous, you'd be like, she's really cute.
I would think she was cute and I would probably talk to her.
So it's not like, damn, like, you're fine. It's like, you're really cute. She's not a Megan Fox.
But then if she started talking.
Oh, she just starts like, you're the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. You're like,
what's
like, the case, Steven? You're like, hold on.
I'd be like, that'd be an interesting fake accent she was doing if she started singing that song at me.
Oh my God, that was so funny. Because her song is a slam screen door, hanging out, like, dipping on his window.
When you're on the phone, and you talk real slow.
Because it's late, and your mama down when she's making the accent, and she. Well, she's from Nashville? I don't know where she's from.
I don't know where she's from, but she no longer. Anyway. Yeah. She doesn't do country music anymore. I will say though, but what I'll say, I will say this really fast. Ooh, hit my microphone. I know about myself. I'm very attracted to people's personalities. It can take a 1 to a 10. It can take a 10 to a 1 real fast for me, like real fast for me. And that's not just being like, ooh, okay, what people's personality. Like just look at, anyway. People that I find attractive don't not necessarily be everyone's cup of tea, but if they're really cool, I'm like, yeah, I'm into that person, like a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I will say I do not like her personality at all, and that really probably drives her down. And I don't just mean like I don't like her personality, so then she becomes
you
less
mean
attractive.
She's a mean
I mean,
girl. The rumors of her being a mean girl.
Oh, I just look at her, and she literally looks less attractive because of her personality. I don't know how to explain that.
The allegations of the Olivia Rodrigo stuff.
Well, that, and then like during the pandemic, she was saying that she didn't have a studio to record in, and they were like, we can make one in your fucking $30 million home. And she's like, it's not the right of case sticks. And they're like, we can change all that. And she was just being a whole brat. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but...
Yeah,
I am not on the Taylor Swift gang. I will say I do really, really, really like some Taylor Swift songs, like from like Red. I think it's the Red album, 1984.
Fearless. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's a whole thing.
We got into Swiftie movement, and that's okay, guys.
That's my music red flag.
This one says love bombing and other narcissist hallmarks. Yeah, I think if you're a narcissist, you're a red flag.
Yeah, I should say if someone's a narcissist.
Like those narcissists.
One.
Yeah. What else did they say? Love bombing. Yeah. We know an organization that does that.
Yeah, but that's also a tendency of a narcissist to begin a relationship by love bombing. So
baby.
Yeah, I will say...
Do people bomb your love?
I've been called a narcissist.
You said that a few times on the podcast.
What was that?
You have been called... I've never been called a narcissist.
And I'll say
I've
it as many times I want to. You know, I have been called it once, so it's not like I've been regularly called that, but I thought it was so fucking funny when someone called me that. I was like, what? Okay.
Like I am, how'd you know? You know what? And I'm going to say...
I was like, yeah, bitch. I'm just kidding. I did not call her that. No, but I didn't call her that. But it was funny though. I was like, are you
researched with, what that is? Someone that I've known intimately in my life.
I'm sorry, what? I thought, hold on, we're gonna pause that for the audio people. I thought Lauren was asking James if James had fucked John Peterson, her husband, and I was like, no, but I dreamt about it.
Have you run your tongue up and down those washboard abs?
I'd like to. I'd like to take off my shirt and do a little bit of cleaning. Look at that washroom cleaning.
In the river. He's like, please stop.
I'm gonna make him plank into the bathtub. Yeah. And I'm like, on his stomach. He's like,
he's planking.
Yeah.
Wow.
James, can we stop playing your fantasy where I'm a washboard? And I'm like, shut up, washboard. You can't talk. I have not slept with your husband.
You wrote on here, your red flag was you, bitch, me. I am James's red flag. Wow. It's amazing how we've done 2 years of podcasting together. Today's the day it all stops.
Lauren, is this yours at the bottom that I can read?
Me? Yeah.
Lauren said that she's a flake, and she talked about that last week as well.
I hinted on it. I am a flake. If I don't want to do it, fuck it. I'm going to cancel. Or I might say yes, knowing full well I will not do it.
How long will you wait before you cancel? I say, Lauren, let's go to get drinks in a week, and you say...
Oh, I will cancel. I'll give us at
No. We're going to run the scenario. Days. Ready? Let's go get drinks next week. Friday. Are you open Friday?
Sure. I looked on my calendar. Sure. And then as the week is going through, I'm like, I'm going to cancel by Wednesday. I'm going to give you a few days off. I will not cancel last minute unless it's an actual emergency. I'm okay. Sick.
You heard it here first, folks. If you're friends with Lauren and she's canceling before the day of, it's not a real emergency. She doesn't want to fucking hang out with you.
Probably. I've done that. One of my best friend and I, we run in the same group here. There have been multiple occasions where we have canceled with the same event, knowing full well, like talking to each other and be like, we've just talked ourselves out of it because we're just too emotionally drained to hang out with the big group. And sometimes we'll just, I'll full up make up excuses, guys. Sometimes I'm telling you right now, sometimes they're not real. And sometimes they are. That's bad. But you know what? That's my red flag.
You'll never know which one it is. So you might as well just assume Lauren's telling the truth.
Say, prove it to Lauren. And Lauren will be like, I can't.
Lauren sends you a video for
diarrhea.
Destroying a toilet. Lauren Googles an image of diarrhea and it's very clearly not her house. And it's like a stock image with like the little watermark on the bottom.
That's disgusting. Yeah, it is.
Lauren, And I will say also that video that you sent me was a large black man with a penis. Why would you think that?
I'm like, have you not seen me naked yet? I thought
from the waist down, African American with a schlong.
I'm like, with a peen. And I'll say it's a good one. They're like, what?
John just looks at you. He's like, wait, what?
You
is that why you always make us have sex with kilts on?
How does that make sense, James? Explain that joke to me. Because the pains are still going to be flopping. Like, that don't make no sense.
Because then you can put it in the back and he wouldn't know.
How would he not know? How would he not know I'm face down in the dirt?
Also, you have children.
Saying this doesn't hurt.
Face down in the dirt. My dick is rubbing in skirt.
Underneath my Scottish skirt. She said,
so he said, oh, that hurts me, asshole.
We got told our Irish accents were horrible, James, by someone in the UK. They said, Lauren, you don't have to roll your R's every time you do it. And I was like, I was like, I don't. Honestly, it was an eye-opening experience. I was like, I didn't know I didn't have to because that was exhausting, giving me a lot of energy. All right. Last one on here is too forgiving. Someone who is too forgiving. I don't know if, I think it's their personal. Like, I'm too forgiving of a person. You know what?
That's the red flag.
That can be a red flag. Yeah, because you need to protect yourself.
Yeah,
because
you allow people to you allow people to walk all over you. They're like,
no.
I wonder if to them though, they're like, you brought me the wrong sandwich, and I forgive you. And he's like, honey, it's fine. I forgive you.
Passive aggressive manipulation.
Honey, you folded the towels wrong, and I forgive you. I am the better person. And he's like,
I forgive you.
And in her mind, she thinks she's like the most forgiving person ever. And he's like, I thought this was the bare fucking minimum.
I know, what? To every fiber of my being, you are forgiven.
Lauren's talking about Sons of Provo. Look up the song. What's it called, Lauren?
That one is not actually a song. I've tried. I've searched.
She.
That's a different one. Has acne.
Well, I would look up Sons of Provo. No, Lauren. Yeah, I got to stop you right there before you go on a whole rant of the song.
You already know.
Because I know you and I love you, but I know you'll just keep going. The song, look up Sons of Provo, yeah. You Are Forgiven, and then it's a scene where they're like singing and they're getting pied in the face. Yeah. It's really funny.
Do you remember, James, you were here. James and I went on this whole rant. We're singing all these songs talking about how funny this movie is. It's very Mormon niche. No one will understand it. Even the Mormons who listen will not
unless you are Mormon.
You will not even know, I bet. They don't watch these things.
And I'm saying you would get the jokes of the movie.
Sure, you get it. So then we're watching a movie that night, and Tina Fey in it. It had Adam Driver, writer. I don't know. All these big names. Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
And who else but one of the actors from Sons of Provo shows up in this film. James and I were, my husband is having a full existential crisis with this movie. So it was very emotional. It hit him hard. Fathers are sick. And James and I, this person comes up and we're like, oh my God. We're like,
I couldn't believe it. I haven't seen this actor in a movie in decades.
He actually, it was on Broadway.
The last time I saw him in a movie was like, well, the last time I saw him, it was like 2002 in a movie. And then he went on to Broadway and then apparently made a movie in 2014 that Lauren and I watched. And we're like, oh my God, that's the dude.
Because we were talking about it mere hours before. And it was incredible because Lauren is actually no longer a member of the church, still forever obsessed with this movie because it is so funny. The music is so funny. It's who we are.
And it's funny
kids.
Because it makes fun are. Of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also a movie made by Mormons about Mormons and how stupid some of the culture is.
Yeah, it's and it's oh God, it's just anyway, no one cares about this. What an episode of Red Flags. Do you want to throw?
Yeah,
on one
can I end it on one more?
Yeah,
I have one more.
Yeah,
and I think this is truly
is this you or
the
someone else?
Worst. No, this is someone else. This is probably the worst red flag that I can think of about anybody. Someone else wrote this in, and I agree with it. Okay, it says. So- someone who cannot laugh at themselves.
Oh God. Yes. Yeah.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Will not do it. That is so atrocious because you can't have fun with them. They can't laugh at themselves.
Especially us.
What? We do that?
If you want to date someone who's very vanilla, that's fine. If you want to date one of us two or someone like our personalities where we make a lot of jokes at people's expenses, but like not like at them.
I'm saying they're on the floor crying.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if someone walks out and they got some toilet paper sticking out of their shoe, I'm gonna be like, "You took a dookie."
I did that one time.
Did you really?
When I was in sixth grade, it was traumatizing because it was middle school. I walked out. I walked to Miss Smith's class and I had so much toilet paper on my foot.
That's like a thing from a cartoon.
No wonder they made fun of me. It is literally a cartoon moment, Lauren.
You better be glad they didn't call you TP for the next 6 years of your goddamn life.
Yeah, yeah, Catgirl. Horse girl.
Yeah. Anytime someone is like a full on like horse girl / cat girl / dog girl, doggo girl as an adult, you can like dogs. You can like cats. I love dogs. If you say like a little pupper, little doggo, we's not going to end up together.
Right. If you're putting peanut butter on your bits to get that doggo to lick, that's all.
What the fuck? That just escalated. Someone's like, I love my dog. It's my doggo. It's my fur baby. Lauren's like, if you's fucking a dog, then you are messed up.
You're like, what? Yeah, no one's arguing with that. That's animal cruelty right there.
Everyone else is like, James, you're taking a little too far. People can love their animals. And Lauren's like, if you're literally red rocketing your rectum with the dog, then get the fuck out of here.
If you like anal sex with a goat, they're like, no. I'm sorry. That really was.
Bah, fuck sheep.
Those didn't correlate. And I know that now. And I was just reaching for a joke and I reached way too far. Past the stars and I hit the moon, y'all.
I loved it. Usually I'm the one doing that shit. Lauren just jumped over the line. She made a new line. And we shot the old line in the face.
I took a shotgun. All right, y'all. That was a great one to end it on. Laugh at yourself. Our challenge this week is to laugh at yourself. And notice what your red flag is. And if you think of it, write in. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, can I end it on a fun little story of my adventures with Joseph today? Joseph and I go into a skate shop because I wanted to. There's this sticker that I have in my truck. I have a little dude with a beanie and is a skull, and his name's Roger. His name's Roger, and I needed to get a new one because he smells really good. I'll post it on our story when this episode comes out. I love Roger. I named my truck, who's actually my dad's truck that I bought from him, the Jolly Roger because of Roger. Love that car. Right? So I needed to get a new one because it no longer smells. So I went into this place to get one. And we went to look in the skateboarding section for like 2 seconds just because we're like, why not? We're here. And there's a skateboard in the trash can. And Joseph's like, hey, is this garbage? It has no trucks or wheels on it, but it's just like a deck. And it's a complete deck. And the girl's like, yeah, someone just threw it away because they didn't want it. And he goes, can I have that? It's like a brand new deck with grip tape. And she goes, yeah, we're going to just toss it. And he goes, okay. And then I go, do you guys have any decks that are your other ones you're going to throw away? And she goes, let me look in the back. She goes, yeah, there's this one too. So Joel and I are like, what the fuck? I go in to get a sticker and leave with a full skateboard with grip tape. And then someone asked me about my Star Wars shirt. It was a fun time. So Joseph and I got 2 free decks out of this. And then I gave Joseph my old Roger. So Joseph has Roger 1. And now I have Roger 2. And he's part of the Jolly Roger gang. So it's cool. So anyway, that's my story. But yeah, it was our little thing today. We were just like, thank
that's
you.
Cool.
Like,
yeah. And this cool. person is not a red flag. This
no.
person is a nice flag.
Because she works there and she goes, what do I get out of giving you a free piece of something in the garbage?
Seriously.
I lose nothing by giving you this. It's not like she's going to get fired. It was in the garbage. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to our episode this week. This has been your not-so-family-friendly family podcast. Make sure you check us out on YouTube Shorts, Sort of Kind of Funny Pod, on social media. And then check us out on other, anywhere else you listen to podcasts. I mean, if you're listening to right now, that's great. But hey, guys, go give us a thumbs up on the other places.
You guys wouldn't mind throwing us a 5-star. We'd love that.
Please share with someone. We love sharing your guys' stuff. Do the same for us. Okay. Anyway, guys, do all that stuff and then check us out next week.
And this podcast keeps going on and on. Let's sing them out. Ready? Say your ending and we're just going to sing it out into our.
And text if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Strangled down.
Hey,
I'm not. Up in Alabama, there's shadows. Searching in the night.
Searching in the night. Realize.
Never missed a fine emotion. Hiding somewhere in the night. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sort of Kind of Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.